Welcome to Light the Way, weekly rays of hope that scatter the darkness before us as we chart a path of enlightenment to build better relationships with our families and our neighborhoods. I'm Tom Shad, evening anchor at Wavy News 10. Episode 6, Don't Take Down That Fence. Andy Fox is a gregarious, larger-than-life personality who is also one of the most original and talented storytellers I know. This week's inspiration for Light the Way came from a report that he did highlighting a dispute between two Norfolk neighbors over a fence. Andy heard one man's complaint that the fence on his neighbor's property was a flimsy structure of weathered wood and holes. On the other side, a dog with a less-than-friendly disposition. The man told Andy that he hadn't gotten anywhere with his neighbor, and that's why he called 10 on your side. Andy arranged a meeting between the two men, and both were able to mend fences, if you'll pardon the expression. Well, this inspired me on two fronts. Fences divide, but they also inspire respect for your neighbor and property that is not yours. That is an American value. Community and helping each other is in our cultural DNA, but so are liberty and individual rights. Education is a value too. That led me to Deanna Bedeneshi, our weekend morning anchor, who showed us residents at Westminster Canterbury on Chesapeake Bay tutoring young students virtually. To me, experience and getting outside your familiar worldview teach valuable lessons. Different generations have so much to share with each other. Tamara Scott shed her light on an issue not many women share. 1 in 4 pregnancies end in some form of infant loss. Tamara introduced us to a group called Weighted Angels. The idea? Provide stuffed plush toys weighted to the amount of the child that the family lost. Each box contains a personalized note and a list of resources for the mother. Also this week, we lost a bright light in Portsmouth when a letter carrier from the Postal Service was struck and killed by a hit-and-run driver. Wavy's Gina Arevalo showed us stirring images of how this neighborhood was touched by the kindness of 44-year-old Margaret White. She was heavily involved with Faith Lutheran Church in Suffolk and mentored the young. The former pastor and close friend of White called her a glow in life. She gained energy from sharing with other people and really lived to serve and care for others. Which brings us back to our two neighbors that Andy Fox brought together. We are individuals who live in the same community. Or as the great poet Carl Sandburg once said, love your neighbor as yourself, but don't take down that fence. Thank you for helping to light the way, which airs every Friday evening on Wavy News 10. Find links to the stories that inspire each week's narrative on wavy.com.